Hello there. This is my ranting. Today is the 31st of Saturday, 2022. Ayo. Last day of the year. Now, before you start your drinking at 12 o'clock in the afternoon today, I want to extend my gratitude and my thanks to Spotify, to Anchor, and to the listeners of this show. I know I started this a while back, and, you know, I had no idea what I was planning to do with this show, but just in the last 6 months, I've been able to write and express myself through my blogs, through my newsletter, through music, and through subsequent podcast episodes. And I'm just excited to see where I can take this show in the next 12 months or so. I'm going to be a little bit more attentive to the show. I'm going to schedule an episode Wednesday or Thursday. So it's going to be either or. I might alternate them, or I might just do, you know, a whole month where it's Wednesday, a whole month that it's Friday, or 1 week where it's Wednesday, the other week it's Friday. But those days work the best for me in terms of being able to record and to release an episode. There's going to be a lot more quality work and a lot more quality material to be out there, so it'll be a lot more enjoyable. I'll definitely also document my writing journey / career as it's blossoming and as it's growing. And truth be told, you know, somebody had told me that, you know, one's writing career isn't really truly fulfilled until they've written so much that their arm just cramps up at the mere sight of a pen and or a paper or a keyboard. I haven't gotten there yet. And yeah, there's a few other projects I'm definitely going to work on. A few more songs for this coming year. I'm probably thinking maybe 3 or 4 full-length songs. I'm thinking about the weekly newsletter as well, and then also posting on the Medium blog, and then tweeting like an idiot as well. So I am going to be as voracious and as aggressive as possible with all of these tools, and to extend them to the best of my ability. Oh, and also keep up with the website as well. Man, this can really turn into a full-time job if you really think about it. So I really don't have much else to say other than I'm kind of grateful on how this year kind of turned out. I have plenty of things that I'm planning to work on in the next couple of weeks, just to start off 2022, right? And that's all there really is to it. Now, before I wish you guys all a wonderful new year, wanted to read a small section from this newest addition to my mini library. Yes, I'm still trying to read as much as I can. I think that's the one thing that suffered a lot was my reading this year. Especially when I started writing and podcasting and playing musical instruments a little bit more aggressively. My reading has suffered, at least in terms of like physical books, right? So to end off today's episode, I will be reading from Robert Greene's The Daily Laws, 366 Meditations on Power, Seduction, Mastery, Strategy, in Human Nature, and I will be reading today's entry, the 31st of December. So, I want to thank you all. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Drink responsibly. Smoke responsibly. Do degenerate shit responsibly, if need be. And I will catch you all in the next one. So, without further ado, here's Robert Greene's December 31st. The ultimate freedom. Premeditation of death is premeditation of freedom. He who has learned how to die has unlearned how to be a slave. Knowing how to die frees us from all subjection and constraint. Michel de Montaigne. In the end, think of this philosophy of life through death in the following terms. Since the beginning of human consciousness, our awareness of death has terrified us. This terror has shaped our beliefs, our religions, and our institutions, and so much of our behavior in ways that we cannot see or understand. We humans have become the slave to our fears and to our evasions. When we turn this around, becoming more aware of our mortality, we experience a taste of true freedom. We no longer feel the need to restrict what we think and do in order to make life predictable. We can be more daring without feeling afraid of the consequences. We can cut loose from all the illusions and the addictions that we employ to numb our anxiety. We can commit fully to our work, to our relationships, to our actions. The daily law. Once we taste some of this freedom, we want to explore further and expand our possibilities as far as time will allow us. And the extended reading for this law will be found in The Laws of Human Nature, chapter 18, Meditate on Our Common Morality, The Law of Death Denial. Okay. Whew, that's a doozy. It's that whole, you know, memento mori, stoic talk stuff. Really good. And I think a really great way to end this year. So now, if you'll excuse me, I'll either fuck off to the kitchen or I'm just going to start writing my blog post to commemorate 2022. Or I might go write some. I don't know. I can't take the rest of the day off without having to do something. But that's just me. So until then, adios. Te quiero. Te amo, pendejos. Pendejas. Pendejex. I didn't leave you guys out. Adios.